I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Believers will be remembering persecuted Christians in prayer this Sunday as November 8th marks the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, a worldwide call to prayer. Open Doors' Carl Muller says when we pray for Christians in countries where it's illegal to have missionaries, what we're really engaged in is strengthening the church so it can be the church. He says these are the darkest places on earth, and yet Christians are shining the light of Jesus. Go to our website to get connected to IDOP resources. And many kids around the world are orphaned when their parents just can't take care of them anymore. But Buckner International is trying to keep families together through community transformation centers. The centers, which offer job training and spiritual development, have had positive effects so far. Buckner plans to build 7 more community centers in South America and Africa. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Connect with MNN at YouTube, Facebook, and more. Click on the links at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.